This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Got a big birthday celebration coming up here in Galesburg to celebrate Galesburg's favorite son, Carl Sandburg. A 140th birthday celebration will be taking place in a few days at the Sandburg birthplace here in Galesburg. So we want to talk with Martha Downey, the site superintendent for the Carl Sandburg birthplace here in Galesburg. You'll know her as well as the superintendent of the Bishop Hill State Historic Site as well. But for the purposes of this discussion, she's all about the Sandburg birthplace. Today. Martha, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I tell you, it's not every day a 140th birthday like this comes along.
No, it isn't. And in fact, I've been thinking, what would Carl's parents think about us celebrating their son's 140th? He was born in 1878 in a small three-room cottage there at the site. It probably was a cold winter's day. And to think that 140 years later, that cottage has been restored and we're celebrating their son.
You know, and that's a good point. Even though I think most Galesburg folks have been through the birthplace and have seen the cottage and the site and whatnot, for folks who don't and who want to take a look at inside, what will they see? It's pretty much looks like it did then, right?
Right. It's furnished a few pieces from the Sandburg family, but other pieces are from that time period, the 1870s, and when they lived there. It's a very humble home. It's literally three rooms, a kitchen area, a sitting room, and the bedroom. And it's very humble. It would have been a rather cramped house, although it was two adults and two young children, Carl, of course, a newborn, and his older sister, a couple years old.
Right. And that generally is open a good portion of the year to the public, correct?
Yes, we're open year-round, Thursdays through Sunday, 9 to 5. You can visit not only the birthplace, but we have a visitor center next door where there is an orientation DVD that will tell you the history and story of Sandburg's life. There are exhibits from his life both in Galesburg and beyond. And of course, he is buried there. His ashes were interred under Remembrance Rock that's behind the cottage area.
Right. Okay. So let's move to the birthday celebration then. I know most people think of Sandburg as a poet and a writer, but music was a very important part of his life, wasn't it?
It was. He collected American folk tunes and published them in a book called The American Song Bag, which musicians today hold in high regard. You know, he collected these folk tunes as he traveled the country. People would send him folk tunes. They knew he was doing this. And he would perform them as he was out on the lecture circuit.
Absolutely. So that's kind of the basis in some way of this concert you're planning for his 140th birthday coming up, correct?
Correct. Actually, we're very excited. David Negler, someone said we could say live from New York, David Negler, who will be live, and he is from New York, and he will be performing original music that he wrote to accompany the Sandburgs' Chicago poems. He solicited a number of his fellow musicians and friends to help him, and the CD was released last in 2016, which was the 100th anniversary of Chicago Poems. And so he will be performing solo selections from that CD, and I've heard it, and it's very wonderful. We're really excited to have him there.
For those who don't know about David Negler, tell us a little bit about him in general. As you mentioned, he's a pretty well-known musician, and some celebrity-type people have spoken really highly of him, haven't they?
Yes, they have. He has a very eclectic mix of musical experience working with people. He composes, he sings, he's written songs. He's worked with Joan Baez, Aaron Neville, Roseanne Cash. On his CD with the Chicago Poems, Jeff Tweedy and Robbie Fulks were part of that. He seems to be able to engage a lot of people that we know their names.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the original works and being based on the Chicago poems. That's primarily what the concert is going to be. Are there any other things he's going to perform?
As far as I know, it will be only his Chicago poems that he will be performing. But one never knows.
Absolutely. Yeah, he might be called on for an encore for sure.
Exactly. It'll be a fun afternoon in the barn there at the site.
So give us the time and the where and more information and that sort of thing.
Okay. It will be at 2 o'clock on Saturday, January 6th. That's the actual birthday of Carl. The concert portion will be in the barn, which is behind the visitor center there. It's where we hold the song bag concerts. And that will be at 2 o'clock. And then when it ends, everyone's invited into the visitor center for birthday cupcakes. And we'll probably have some hot cider and coffee. And you'll have a chance to visit with David Negler and celebrate Carl's birthday.
Free admission?
Yes. We do suggest a $5 donation, but, you know, people do not have to do it. That's just suggested.
Absolutely. All right. You mentioned the, but while we have a second here, Martha, you mentioned the song bag series that's performed every year at the site. That certainly does take off every year and continues to keep a lot of interest in the site, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It will be, it will start up again in February, the second Sunday at 4 p.m. I don't have a calendar handy, so I can't give you that date.
That's okay.
But we will start that series in February, and 8 times a year people gather to hear a concert, and as you say, it does keep the site very visible.
Absolutely, and as we get more info on those series, we'll have them on our community events page at WGIL.com, along with the concert again here on January 6th with David Negler, again also in the barn at the Sandberg Birthplace. Martha, anything we're missing about this you want to add?
Well, I think it will be an honor to have David Negler here. He happens to be in Illinois, and he contacted us hoping that he would be able to perform his work there at the Sandberg site. It's a has a special resonance with him.
Absolutely.
And we're just thrilled he reached out to us and that he would even consider coming to what is a fairly small venue and performing.
Yeah, and we're grateful to have him there for sure, and we're grateful to have your time as always. Martha Downey, site superintendent for, in this case, the Carl Sandberg State Historic Site, the birthplace here in Galesburg. Thanks so much. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and see everyone on the 6th.
Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando and sports and much more straight ahead on this Friday night, the last Galesburg's Evening News of the Year here on WGIL.